Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Misha Granato. She's the founder of and principal consultant for Love Grows, the relationship consultant, a boutique firm focused on helping people cultivate healthy relationships. And she's also author of It's Your Season to Bloom, Becoming Love to Overcome Obstacles in Me. So welcome, Misha.
Hello, Stacey. It is such a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you, Misha. And why don't you start off by telling our listeners what exactly you mean by It's Your Season to Bloom, and I want everyone to know this is an acronym, so B-L-O-O-M.
Yes, absolutely, Stacey. Stacey, let's be honest. Many of us have experienced some type of emotional wound in our life, whether it was in childhood, a relationship that ended, we didn't get into the school we wanted to, some type of way we incurred these wounds. And so what it means to become love to overcome obstacles in me is to actually do the work. Let's identify those wounds, heal them, so we can open up the space and allow love to move through our lives. And spring is such a great time to bloom. I like to use the analogy of a garden. You know, all of the flowers are coming in, Stacey, and this is just also a great time to do our own work, kind of a spring cleaning emotionally, so we can be ready to love fully.
And as we do that and we spring clean ourselves, our psyche, our emotions, what happens when we start to shift the way we view relationships and life, coming from more of a place of love?
So once we understand that everyone is on their own journey and we no longer take things so personal, and it's easy to take things personal because it's happening to me. I'm in the situation, Stacey. But when we understand that our partners, whether they're business partners, friends, family, they're all on their own journey with their own purpose in life. And so once we can release that kung fu grip that we sometimes have on people and which sometimes results in blaming. You did this. You're the blame. You caused my pain. So when we shift to a place of love and understand that there's a purpose, that everyone comes into our lives, we're both teachers and students for everybody, we can release that anger and then start to see, what can I learn here? What are the tools? What was the purpose of this relationship? What knowledge can I take moving forward to make myself a better person in my other relationships that are coming in the future, or even the relationships I have now? So once we shift the way that we see life and relationships, we're able to now appreciate the roles that other people have played in our lives.
And Misha, you talk a lot about the historical markers in this process. How can people identify theirs, and why do they need to do that?
So our historical markers are our past experiences and relationships. And Stacey, that's where all of our knowledge and our tools lay. So going back and looking at our previous relationships, again, doesn't matter what they were, family, business, friends, and learning what, identifying what did I learn in these specific spaces? What are the tools that I can take? Romantically, what are the qualities and the characteristics that expand my happiness and highest good? And what are those that constrict it? And so now as I'm moving forward in my relationships, I can move forward strategically. So whenever I see those quality or characteristics displayed in another person that I know constrict me, I no longer have to enter into a relationship with that person, or I can put up healthy boundaries to protect myself to make sure that I don't get hurt. So this is what the historical markers are. Going back, gaining the tools and knowledge that we need, so as we continue on our journey, we can make better decisions and have better experiences.
Misha, I hear you using a lot of I statements, a lot of things about me.
Yes.
Why does it always come back to us, our individual selves?
We are the common denominators in all of our relationships. We are in every relationship in our lives. And so once we improve the relationship we have with ourselves and we fully love ourselves, we are able to love others better. And the interesting thing about that, Stacey, it's not just others, but it also goes into the environment. When I love myself better, it just seems to shift the way that I see the entire world. I don't want to litter and cause clutter to the environment. So I'm more responsible as well. I'm responsible with my words, my behavior, my actions, the energy that I bring to people. I understand that I am responsible for what I bring to others. Now, I'm not responsible for what they do with it, but I want to be as responsible with what I'm bringing to the world, to my relationships, and to other people. So that's where I can control. I can't control other people. I can't control the external world, but I can definitely control my role and my actions.
And now you have an easy way for people to remember the things you should avoid and the things that are needed for healthy relationships. Why don't you tell our listeners about the three C's that people should be aware of, that they should be avoiding, and then the three R's needed for healthy relationships.
So the three C's are, we do not want to condemn, convert, or convince anyone of anything. And so sometimes, you know, we'll encounter people and they have a different opinion than we have. They may see the world differently, have different thoughts, and that's fine. Because again, once we understand that everybody's on their own journey and they're experiencing this world based on their purpose, that we understand that it is not our, actually, it's kind of disrespectful to kind of condemn them. Even if we don't agree with it, that's fine. We don't have to agree with it or try to convert them into what we believe. Because in essence, what we're saying is, you know what? What you believe, the way that you're living your life isn't right. I am the expert. I know all. So I'm trying to convert you to think like I do or even convince them of the same thing. And as far as the three R's, once we go back and we pull the weeds out of our love garden and doing the work to heal our emotional wounds, we are then able to recognize, receive, and reciprocate love. Because if we have all of these weeds in our garden or this muck over our hearts, we can't recognize the infinite ways that love manifests in our lives, whether it's through our friends, romantically, all of these different ways that love can manifest. We're not able to receive it. And then sadly, we're not able to reciprocate it. So avoiding the three C's, condemn, convert, convince, and then using the three R's, recognize, receive, and reciprocate.
Well, Misha, that is a wonderful place to end our conversation today. I wish we had much more time to talk about this. I really love your message and where you're going with this information. And of course, our listeners can learn much, much more about Misha Granato on her website, MishaGranato.com, and we'll spell that for everyone. That's MishaGranado, MishaGranato.com. You can learn more, of course, about Misha Love Grows and her book, It's Your Season to Bloom, Becoming Love to Overcome Obstacles in Me. So thank you so much, Misha. And oh, don't forget that you can get some daily love tips from Misha too on their Facebook page, facebook.com/lovegrows.us, and Twitter as well with the love tweets at lovegrows_Misha, M-I-S-H-A. So thank you again, Misha, for being here.
Stacey, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the National Publicity Firm. Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.